The streaming giant Netflix is turning its attention to Australia with a new reality TV show depicting the ups and downs of life in one of our most iconic getaways, Byron Bay. The Crown, it is not. The once sleepy surfing town of Byron is now a mecca for Insta celebrities and influencers. So why on earth does this make fodder for an international Netflix series? Joining me is Netflix Director of Content for Australia and New Zealand, Kumin Lu. Good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish.
Now, I think when Netflix said it was going to start making more Australian content, people had big ideas of beautiful dramas, something like The Crown or Sex Education with Gillian Armstrong. We'd have something beautiful and rich. We have a reality show. How did you land there?
Well, firstly, we did announce Heartbreak High. So, you know, we're getting some scripted stuff in there. I've been in the job for 9 months, so give me some time. what was your first question again? Why Byron Bay?
Yeah, how did you land with Byron Bay and the influences?
Well, it is something that is quintessentially Australian, don't you think, Byron Bay? It is something that is internationally known, but it is something that we all know as Australians. We go there on our holidays. We move there to reinvent ourselves. We go there to find wellness and spirituality and for a good surf. It is something that is known to us. It's known. It's obviously meaningful to the locals as well. We wanted to put something that was uniquely and so Australian and very us on screen. This felt like the right thing to do.
So is this targeted at an Australian audience or an international audience? I guess the Hemsworths and their kind of ilk have made Byron a globally known name now as well.
Mm-hmm. This is for Australia first and foremost. My entire remit for for Australia is to please our Australian members first and foremost. Of course, if it travels, fantastic. But if we do a show and it does really well overseas, but it doesn't do well in Australia, we failed. So first and foremost, our Australian members are front of mind for us.
Yeah, right. And so reality is a pretty broad term. So is this going to have constructed dinner parties where they all have showdowns, or is this going to be something altogether different?
The focus for us has been on authenticity. And so as we're casting this and finding participants for it, the focus has really been on those authentic stories that are driving, you know, that universal desire for happiness, for success, for the love of the people around you. And that includes the love of people online.
Yeah, what is it about Byron Bay? And because there's a very particular version of it that you see on platforms like Instagram. I mean, can you describe what the X factor is there?
Look, it certainly projects an image on social media, right? That people fall in love with and people aspire to. I think that is what people are drawn to. We absolutely get that. But we also understand that there's a Byron beyond those photos. And in going into the lives of these influencers, we're going beyond that surface image. Some of these influencers are locals themselves. They've grown up in Byron. Some have been living there for years, and some are newer to the Byron area. Absolutely. Byron is a place that people come in and out of all the time, and it has been evolving over many, many years. We want to go beyond that surface, filtered, sunny beach backdrop and into much deeper into the stories of these people and into Byron itself.
There was, I think it was Vanity Fair, did a very big long form article about this sort of community of influencers in Byron. It was a bit of a takedown article of that community and their lifestyle. Is this going to be making fun of them, or is it going to be observing them in a more benign way than that?
Look, it will have all the hallmarks of a docu-soap reality show, for sure. You know, we know that audiences love that love reality when it comes in that form. But we're not in the business of taking down anyone. We want to look beyond that surface level image that they project and go into what drives them and what drives them to be to want that kind of success and to want that sort of, you know, attention and fame online. I mean, some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them are and some of them have have a product they're trying to sell, and sometimes that product is themselves.
Yeah.
But underneath all that is a drive for love. And I think that's a really universal drive that we can all relate to. So we don't want to be casting judgment on anyone for the choices they make in their lives. We want to be honest and authentic about it. But certainly it has the hallmarks of what makes this genre so popular. But in terms of constructs, I don't think we need to do, you know, set up dinner parties and whisper into people's ears to try and generate drama. There's already a lot of drama happening in these people's lives.
I didn't know you were bringing back Heartbreak High. When's that happening?
All in good time, Hamish, but it was the first program that we announced. So, you know, and we're really excited about that because that was a show that really understood what it was like to be a teenager in that time, and we want to recreate that feeling for today's generation. We don't think that Australian teens or Gen Z have really had an opportunity to see themselves reflected on screen that way. So, you know, we really care about, and I really care as an Australian, that we are telling stories that are ours on our terms, that are for us. And we're betting that if we just lean into it, lean into that sense of being this real modern Australia, that the world is going to love it as well.
It's interesting that you make that point, that these productions get underway as the government's mulling changes to rules around local content. Are you anticipating that you'll be forced to make a certain amount of local content, that there'll be quotas in the same way there is for other broadcasters in Australia?
Do you know, it's funny, like I don't really think about the regulatory side of quotas or what have you. What our remit is make great Australian content, and I want to make as much of it as I can, right? So it starts with the slate. We're slowly going to be announcing more throughout the year, and hopefully we'll be able to build and iterate on that. Again, I've been in the job for 9 months. I think two announcements is pretty good.
Right? Yeah, of course.
But I don't even think about the quotas. I just want to make the stuff great.
I suppose what I'm interested in asking is what you think the gaps are in the Australian market. There's a lot of criticism of Australian broadcasters really for not doing enough, not reflecting Australian society and culture as it is. You were sort of talking about young generations currently not really seeing themselves reflected much in scripted drama. What do you think we're not doing enough of in Australia?
Look, I think we're doing the best we can. It's a really, really tough industry to be a part of. It's really difficult to get the investment you need to make great content. There are really few slots. There are where we are still working to linear schedules, so we're working towards making stuff for specific time slots. What's amazing about, you know, having Stan come in, Amazon are making content as well. Being in this role that I am now, we don't have to think about these time slots, right? And so having that level of freedom, having another avenue to make Australian content, opening that up as much as we can, that's what's filling the gap, I think. And the more we can encourage streamers to come into the country and invest in specifically local content, the more we can show how great our stories are. We've already proven how great our talent is. When they have access to an international, you know, Hollywood, when they go to Hollywood, they are stars. When you know, we have inbound productions coming in, investing in our local industry, we can prove how great and fantastic our crews are. Once we have more platforms, more channels through which we can make Australian content, I am so, like, I'm feeling very bullish that we can show how amazing Australian content is to the world.
We're really looking forward to seeing what you do with it. Kim and Lou, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Hamish. Bye.
That's Netflix's Director of Content for Australia and New Zealand. By the sounds of things, there will be more announcements to come. We'll look forward to seeing what lands on our screens.